Let's pick up Michael in Brooklyn, New York, and he's got himself a heel spur. That's an easy one to get rid of. Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I am.
And how old a man are you?
I'm 42.
Oh, that's pretty young to have this issue. Okay. And how long have you been suffering with this heel spur?
Well, it's been like, I think it's since August.
Okay. Summer. Well, that's long enough, huh?
Yes, I thought maybe it would go away.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you why you have the problem. The heel spur is known as an osteophyte, and this is kind of like a deposit of a form of calcium that has come out of the bone, okay? And the reason it's come out of the bone is to buffer your blood. And the reason it was needed to buffer your blood is there wasn't enough calcium coming through your diet for the body to make the buffering form, so it had to decompose your bone. So the first thing you want to do is get on what's called the HCL detox kit. And how much do you weigh?
180.
Okay. So you would want to get on about 4 HCL and 2 activator toward the end of the meals.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what this will do is once we stop you from taking the calcium from your bone, known as microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, and we give you the good calcium that belongs in the soft tissue, which is called monoorthocalcium phosphate. Okay? How we're going to do that is you're going to get on something called the pH paper and pH trio. Trio will have the aloe drink. Okay? Now, what will happen is you'll just up the choral in the pH trio till you force the... And you want to dissolve that thing as fast as you can so there's plenty of HCL so you can dissolve that little bone spur very quickly.
Okay.
All right?
That's all I have to take in order for it to go away. There's nothing else?
That's it. That's all you need. And one of the things you want to look at is if you try to take the HCL and the stomach bothers you, it's burning or anything, then you know you may have a scar or a trauma or an injury from the forehead all the way to the pubic bone, maybe a broken nose or chin or a broken collarbone.
Had any injuries?
No injuries. Then this should work like downtown. Okay? Now, the other thing I'd say at your age, I'd start checking how much sea salt you're eating, either an air-dried sea salt or our pink salt. And at your weight and size, you need about a half teaspoon to a teaspoon per day. If you're sweating a lot, you need a full teaspoon, okay?
Okay.
And when you start doing this, then you can make your own HCL a lot better. But this is a wonderful opportunity for you to still go on the HCL detox kit and keep your own production to age 150 or 200 if you could live that long. Okay?
Okay.
And let me know how you're doing after about a month, okay?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye now.